Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Monday morning after maybe a long weekend, so EMC is looking very forward to this Monday. Jen Dewey, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards, and welcome back.
It's a little different, doesn't it?
When you have
when you're off for a couple of days, or maybe it's an extended weekend, and you're hanging out, whether you're grilling out, or you're going to fireworks, or parades, or everybody's having festivals and things to do, and it's, you know, warm weather, so hopefully you either enjoyed AC, or maybe you have a pool, or got to the beach, or, you know, something like that. And then it's Monday. And we're all hanging out.
At least we had beautiful weather over the weekend. Hot weather.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. Like, I love that weather. I love when it's hot like that. Not, I mean, like, I'm not doing any mowing or anything. My yard, you know, fortunately there hasn't been much rain, so the yard, you know. But then we got some yesterday. That's fine.
Yeah, we did get the rain yesterday, but I mean, it was a great weekend for 4th of July. Like, if you're doing pool parties and stuff like that, being outside, I thought it was perfect. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was great weather. Lots of things happened on the show. Something's weird over the weekend with this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing.
What do you mean?
I don't know if it happened. Wait, pictures?
Listen.
Wait, did you see anything? I didn't think so. Did you hear rumor? People leaving, people here. Oh, Travis is crying. Did you hear the color scheme? It's peach and this, that. Did anybody see anything? And I can almost prove this.
Oh, I can't
wait.
I
had such an entire event yesterday that I can't believe didn't even happen. It has been an entire thing. And I'm thinking to myself, I have zero proof that they even got married.
I look forward to hearing what you have to say about
that. Do you have
that.
The proof? Did you see pictures from the inside and how beautiful her dress looked?
No, because
and how great he looked
it.
And everything else? Because you have no proof.
Because it was high security.
No proof.
You saw everybody going.
That's fine. There's a bunch of celebrities in New York dressed up going in. I don't know. What do they do there? Who knows?
Oh,
they could have been
God.
Watching World Cup soccer for all we know inside of Madison Square Garden.
It was not a fake wedding. You think it was a fake wedding?
I have questions.
I have questions, too.
Let's get to it.
I was so bummed. I tried so hard to get a winner for Dead Guy in an envelope last week.
Oh, I didn't even ask.
Yeah, we didn't get a winner. I tried. Every day I said, come on, let's do it while Tim's gone. And everybody was on board with that. They wanted to, but we couldn't do it.
Producer Stevie picked the name.
She did.
Just a reminder, in case you missed this round. It just started a couple of weeks ago. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We would love your guess. EMCs, who has the first guest of the week? 216-343-1021. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. The Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce actually get married?
Of course
That's
they did.
That's a 7-10. You mean, of course they did?
Of course.
Where's your proof?
They put out.
Oh, it's
they're,
on the Jumbotron.
No,
oh, there's celebrities in New York. Oh, that's unusual.
They literally put out a statement through her publicist that they got married.
Yeah. When? Where? Something's going on. But we don't see anything. And even in the NDAs, they're not going to capitalize and have a Netflix special of their marriage or anything else. Those
well,
two?
How do you know? Maybe they are.
That's what it's, I don't know. It's what that's what the legal people said. Something is really, how do we not have a dot of anything? And if you work there and you release something, they fire you on the spot. Like something, I'm going to ask. So, okay, they got married and congratulations.
Okay. So you are,
what happened inside of Madison Square Garden?
I
need people to guess on at 7:10.
Okay.
What happened inside of there? Like what we're never going to know. Are we ever going to know?
I am surprised they didn't release a photo.
Nothing.
Like,
you've
remember
seen nothing.
That's remember
thing,
when but- Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got married? I mean, this was like 100 years ago, but it was like such a big deal. And there were no photos, nothing. But they released that one photo.
One
and I mean,
photo,
you can still
yep.
just remember that one photo. And who knows? Maybe they'll tie that into something. Who knows? We will
this
eventually get
now.
A photo.
It's Monday now. It's been days.
It could be an album coming out next year.
It's been days.
That, like, they're on the cover. Who knows? She's smart.
She is unbelievably smart, which is why I can't believe I haven't seen a dot of anything. There's nothing. There is nothing.
She doesn't want anyone to see it.
If you took a picture and you worked at Madison Square Garden, they threw you in the river.
That's
you're
fair.
Gone.
How, I mean, there's no way a dot of a phone got in there, right? They had to like search everybody.
I know. In like, this day and age,
did Adam
are you
Sandler,
kidding me that nobody...
Was Adam Sandler allowed to bring his phone in? Like, what if he had his notes on there?
Yeah, too bad. You need paper.
You need paper.
And
you're bringing
he looked
paper.
For a printer, which they have. Madison Square Garden, quite old. They definitely have a printer there. And he had to print out his lyrics. Wouldn't you love to see a little bit of that?
Yes.
I mean, Adam Sandler, is he serious Adam Sandler? Is he throwback Adam Sandler?
I bet he crushed
like doing his
thing. Oh, my God.
Is he in like SNL character? I don't know. We have so much to get to at 7:10. I can't wait for
this. Yes, we do. But we have something big to get to now because they're back. Did you hear black bears spotted in Northeast Ohio?
Why?
Where?
We have delicious food here, apparently.
Apparently. That's in 60 seconds. No.
It's saying everything's fine.
No.
Something would happen.
That's not true. Just because you don't know anything doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Oh, everything was lovely, and I'm sure it was great. I've got you thinking this morning. Welcome back.
No.
Didn't see anything. What happened inside of that thing? 216-343-1021.
They got married.
Yeah, it's boring. They're not boring. What happened inside of there?
I bet it was very exciting. They are very rich. They have a lot of money for tight
Everybody's
security.
Everybody's rich over there. All those fancy people. You see everything. A dot is something.
Okay. It's 71 degrees. I am very excited to get into this with you. I love that you think like something strange happened in there.
The only question I have is how do you, we didn't see it. How have we not seen it? Nobody has seen anything. So we're going
to
make up, make up what happened.
Are you the guy that takes the photo and leaks it and risk getting caught?
Am I?
Would you?
I would take a picture and hand it to my buddy and then he would get busted for it. No, I don't know. I would not. No. But somebody does at every point in time. And I mean, I'm not comparing Madison Square Garden to Chagrin Falls. Somebody probably got canned over that picture when they were in Chagrin Falls at the restaurant, taking that little thing
by
the smock. And what do you mean? They're here, putting it out. Is the only picture you saw anywhere. I'm sure the exact same thing. Don't take pictures. They're here eating. Do not take pictures of them in Chagrin Falls. Somebody took a picture and it got leaked everywhere. Not 1,000 guests, all the people working there, everything. Not one picture anywhere?
Maybe they had phone pouches. Maybe they had the phone pouches. You know, like when you go to the comedian shows. Okay. 71 degrees, Fairport
Harbor. No report of that.
That's our star city.
No pouch report.
There. Do not talk about pouches again. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The city of Hudson says Friday night's Independence Day fireworks won't be rescheduled. The display was launched during storm conditions, and then they say they had to move the show up based on the forecast. But strong winds started faster than they expected, so they were shooting off fireworks, but then they had to tell everybody to go take cover. They're not redoing it. Mexico men's national soccer team has returned about $1 million worth of Rolex watches after receiving them from an influencer following their World Cup win. The ethics rules only allow players and staff to accept gifts of symbolic value. So these luxury watches had to be given back. Black bears have been spotted in several parts of Northeast Ohio over the past week in Mohegan State Park in Ashland County and Pepper Pike in a neighborhood there. Officials say the sightings are signs of a healthy ecosystem and remind residents to give bears plenty of space, remove food sources, and never approach the animals.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
We have an update from a previous Stevie on the socials that I was expecting to give much later, but it's already here. It's time.
I love this.
Stevie has been fully invested. While you were off last week, she was showing me videos. We were talking
video scared me.
They make me very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Just, I have so many questions when I see the videos. And I only see, they still don't show up in my feed. It's only because you've showed it to me. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what was accomplished over the weekend.
They show up in my feed now. They have because of Stevie on the socials. And even my 11-year-old daughter, Izzy, has been giving me updates over and over again. And you won't want to miss this. If you listen to Stevie on the socials, you probably know what we're talking about. If not, this is a big deal next.
It was about a month ago we talked about Kelsey Fendler. She is documenting her journey as a solo row from California to Hawaii. She was trying to break the record of 89 days. That was the fastest woman to ever do it. And she crushed it. Like, I thought I was going to be talking about this next month because it was predicted. She was predicted to beat it, but like, you know, still closer to that 86-day range. And she actually ended up beating the men's record as well, because she did it in 43 days, 17 hours, and 55 minutes. She arrived on the coast of Hawaii. They greeted her. I was watching the live stream. It was very late at night when she made it in. I forget the exact timing, but they were, like, giving her the flowers, and, like, it was so cool to see. She was on her little boat named Lily, and I just saw videos of her on the ocean recently, and it looked like she wasn't even moving. Like, if you actually see her in the middle of the ocean.
Oh,
that's
yeah, you
were
showing me those. Yeah.
It looks, because the waves are so high, it looks impossible. Okay. I'm like, there's no way she's going to do this. And she crushed it. She beat the men's and women's record. And now she's here.
That's amazing. I have three serious questions.
Yes.
Although they may not sound serious. One, what happens to her boat now? Like, where's the boat go?
It's, someone posted a video of it. It's docked. Just there.
Like, it just lives in Hawaii now?
Yeah.
It's got to go into some Hall of Fame or something.
I don't know where it'll go from here.
You're right.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Who even thinks to do that? Who thinks that's a record to break, let alone cut it in half, the women's record in half, and then beating the men's record by whatever, 9 days or something like that.
It's amazing.
Yeah, the men's record was 52 days. She did 43.
My next question is, how's her skin?
Probably not great.
Probably not great. I mean, like, I was so worried about her skin.
She was talking about
I'm worried about
that.
The muscles in her legs. Yeah. Obviously, her arms, too. But, like, was she standing up and all that? Like, that was
Not much standing up.
I mean, do you think she was excited to get off the boat and, like, stretch
her
leg?
Yes, she seemed. It's probably an adjustment. Like, people are commenting she's going to have the best night of her, best sleep of her life tonight. And I think it's going to be the opposite. Because she was rocking in that boat.
Oh.
She slept 2 hours a day. It's all she would sleep. To beat the record. And I think you don't just go from 2 hours a day on a rocky boat to a flat surface in 8 hours.
Right. So I have one more question, and I think it's the most important one.
Okay. Let's get to that next. And then Mary also. I love that Mary also was around, you know, along for the ride because of Stevie on the socials. Let's get to that final question next. If the three of us try to make that trip, it's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Who's the first to be thrown off the boat?
Me.
We would,
you would never dive off. You would dive off purposefully, or
no? I just remember, like, sixth grade camp. I tried. We had to, like, canoe across this river, and I couldn't make it past the dock. So I have a feeling I'm not rowing very far. I was doing the paddles the wrong
way. We'd all
way.
Have
I
to be
know.
In unison. We're talking about from California to Hawaii. Kelsey's her name, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I see everything on TikTok, and I almost forget. Yeah. What an amazing feat! Made it in how long? 40 some days.
Yes, 43 days.
Unbelievable. You had a question?
My last question is, how's she getting home? Please tell me not by boat.
I don't think so by boat. No, her boat,
like,
I think
did
is
she book a
there.
Flight? And, like, how did she know when to book the flight?
Because she arrived there and, like, she's been posting her journey. So many brands have been commenting.
Uh-huh.
I think it was, like, one of the fancy hotels in Hawaii is letting her stay there for a while. So I think she's going to chill in Hawaii for a little bit and then
head
fly
home.
Back.
Those are the questions?
Colorado.
Yeah, those are my questions.
I have a final question.
What?
Bathroom.
Of course, that's your
question.
What?
You're on
their vlogs.
You're on the, because I didn't see that. 40 some days. You know, eventually you have to.
Don't.
I mean, you're dehydrated, so maybe you don't have to go a lot, but does that mean?
I mean, look.
You just jump overboard?
It's certainly curious.
Do your thing, jump back on? That's
what I don't think you jump overboard in that water. Do you jump overboard?
I think you jump overboard.
And it said that she used the classic method of bucket and chuck it system.
I don't like
That's
that.
That's exactly what it says.
Yeah, we should.
A heavy-duty plastic bucket.
Oh, God.
Anybody ever bucket and chuck it?
216-343-1021.
You were stuck on a lake. You were stuck at whatever it might be. Though I know you're going to... Bucket and chuck it. That is
they
a great name. That's
going to
be a new name for the Jen and Tim
that.
Show. Yeah.
They did that at the 4th of July when my mother-in-law used to have a pontoon boat at Portage Lakes. You know the 4th of July fireworks and all those boats are out there?
Wouldn't you rather jump in and do your thing than bucket and chuck it?
I would rather hold it.
You can't. There's no way you can't just hold it for 40 days.
Well, she can't.
Dodge fish poop? You have to dodge human poop?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It'd eventually dissipate.
Does it?
Yeah, I bet. If we have an expert, do you think it floats for life? What are you?
First of all,
what are you letting go, Jen?
No.
That it floats for life? I believe it disappears.
I never
Stevie said bucket or chuck it. I didn't.
I didn't say it floats for life. I did not say it floats for life. And don't ask what.
That's the question
so
everybody wants to know.
Wrong.
When she flying back? No. I want to know when she has to go. Now I know. Bucket and chuck it. Thank you, Stevie.
She said it was hard, though, because it was wobbly. So
see?
Wobbly. The squatting and everything.
Well, have you seen those ones online where they put the like a pool noodle around the top of the bucket? Did she have a seat?
No, just a classic bucket because she had to chuck it out. It was on
a lanyard. Just hover.
Not a lot of room on this rowboat.
That is not easy to just hover.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Maybe it'll be our first try at Thursday.
Thank you, Stevie. It will not.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Getting through a Monday morning together. A few downpours today, some rumbles of thunder and heavy rain. Flood threat elevated. Temperatures hitting almost 80 degrees. But don't worry. Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin. We're excited about that. We have lots of things to get to today, including, I think, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got married.
What do you mean? We think. You can't say we think.
I think. Maybe.
You think they're not married?
We think. I do believe they got married, yes.
Okay. They did. At Madison Square Garden.
Right.
On Saturday night. Or Friday night.
Friday night. Correct. Lots of celebrities. I mean, lots if you follow, you really couldn't get away from it. We follow it, obviously, because Travis is our guy. Well, it's Taylor Swift to Travis Kelce. How
it's huge.
You know, it's huge. We think.
What we think?
How is there nothing coming out of this? There is some room. There's no pictures.
There's a million things coming out of it.
Like what?
They confirmed that she was married. They said it was, the outfits were designed by like Christian Dior. I saw he wore a white suit or tux or whatever.
Maybe.
What?
We think.
This was all confirmed by her publicist. And they were officially married and said it happened in the garden. You think her publicist lied?
No, I don't. I'm just saying we haven't seen any evidence of this.
You want an inside of Madison Square Garden photo.
What about one photo?
I would like to know what the actual rules were, because I did see photos of some couples like standing on the stairs walking in there. Did you see that with like the peach colored carpet and stuff like that?
They said peach and what, right?
Uh-huh. So they were in there.
We think.
No, yeah.
We didn't see anything.
No, it happened.
I believe that they are married, yes. I have a little story to share is all.
You have a story to share?
Yes.
I look forward to that.
This is the most locked down event maybe in the history of how, in 2026, when you have drones and everything else and how many people working there, how many people attending, and there is nothing to be seen.
Nothing.
Is unbelievably impressive.
Well, didn't you see they put up those curtains over the windows?
Yes.
Did you see the paparazzi like laying on the ground?
Trying everything. So let's get to that, and then I guess if we don't see any pictures, I guess we have to just guess what happened inside. That's all next. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, married. We think. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
They're married.
Okay, they're married. We just haven't seen anything. We haven't seen anything at all. I have, it was 4th of July weekend. I have my mother-in-law came over, and we grilled out, and we're swimming, we're doing all sorts of things. She says to me, there's a certain person that's a family friend that went to the wedding.
What?
That went to the wedding at Madison Square Garden.
No.
So I have the exact same reaction that you did. I was in the deep end of the pool and I somehow jumped out of the water and onto land.
Yeah.
And I said, I need to talk to this person. I physically don't know who. I've never met this person, but it is a family friend and my mother-in-law knows this person very well. And I said, can we get this person on the air? I know I'm asking the question of somebody that I don't know very well, but this would be a big, big deal if there's, and I would, Jen and I are professionals. We would not, so we would not ask questions that would get you in any type of trouble, right?
Right.
We just would not do that. We would keep it very vague, very generic, very general. Maybe we'd try here and there, but overall, we wouldn't do anything to get this person in trouble. So she reaches out to this person, but once again, went to the wedding, and I got denied.
That doesn't surprise me.
What happened inside? There are NDAs all over the place. There are rumors that if you took a picture or anything else and you worked there, you'd be fired. It is unbelievable. So I feel like we just need to make up what happened inside of there.
You want to make up what happened?
What do you think happened? We have reports. We have maybe color schemed. We have maybe Adam Sandler was the officiant. I don't know what I'm missing, but I mean, what was the food? I know that there are rumors. What do you think they ate? Was there a dance? It's Madison Square Garden. Is there a dance floor there? Is there anything? Is it Cirque du Soleil inside of there? I mean, what in the world happened? How do we have no idea? And it was normally when we ask somebody to join the show about whatever it might be, a lot of the times they'll say, yes, it's their story to share. Shot down. Nothing. No way am I coming on.
Did you see the favors, the handkerchiefs that were embroidered? So it's going to be forever. Did you see that? Like, I feel like Maren Morris or one of the like country singers posted that. Wonder if that friend got one of those.
I'd love to know.
Wait a minute.
Anybody else know somebody that went in that we'll talk? They are a Travis Kelce friend and have been for years.
Locally.
Yes. Locally.
I
yes.
feel like you are indirectly famous now through this person.
No, I don't. I am not. Does so anybody know somebody that went and oh, or my. Guess what happened inside of the garden? I would love 216-343-1021 or DM. A lot of times that's easier for you. I get it. Jen and Tim Shore, star 102 on the socials. Aren't you curious?
Very.
There are so many things that are
there are so many questions.
Leaked, I guess.
A thousand people at a wedding is insane.
And nobody, if anything. Like you said, you were kind of half joking. Did they pouch the phones? People that work there, there's a bunch of people that would be like, hey, I'm going to sell TMZ this picture. Nothing happened. It's Monday. They didn't release a picture.
I think they did. I wasn't joking. I think they pouched the phones. They had to do something. This was too big and there's too many people. That is so many people inside Madison Square Garden. Do I think there's something else to it? Maybe. Like, have you seen people speculating on, like, that it's going to be a Netflix special or they're making a video out of it? Did they say that's not
then
it?
I saw that was the case on the NDAs. That was not kind of the purpose of the NDA, I should say, was that. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. They're very smart. Taylor Swift's people are smarter than anybody else I've seen. I would just love to know.
I would love to see her dress. That's what I want.
Exactly.
I want to see her dress.
Was there any rumors of the dress?
No rumors, but they said, you know, who designed it. It was like a Christian Dior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to know. Do you have a guess? Let's guess. I appreciate the attempt, Sharon. She just tagged us in a series of photos. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites from inside of Madison Square Garden.
That's not them. Or it's AI or something.
I think it's AI because if you notice in those photos, there's what, like four photos on there? And there, several of them are at the altar and Taylor is wearing several different dresses. All different dresses. But there are definitely AI photos out there everywhere.
What did Adam Sandler wear?
I would love to know.
I mean, was he in a tux? Was he dressed up? Was he, if he's the officiant, you know, I don't.
Did Christian Dior dress him too?
Right. I don't know.
So many questions.
Had a person that was there that is a family friend that would not come on the air with it. So once again, I'm not pressuring it. That's fine. You know what? I probably wouldn't either, to be perfectly honest with you.
I think Taylor Swift loves her fans so much. We'll get something.
This week?
We'll get, I don't know when.
Do you think it's a Netflix special?
No, I don't. I think we'll get a photo of their wedding, and I think it'll be tied to something. She's releasing a country album. Oh, and it's all about love.
Yeah.
And here's the, you know, the cover art is at their wedding or something. I don't know. I feel like that's how we'll get a sneak peek. But I don't think she'll give us much. She'll maybe.
You think they had like rivers of chocolate there?
Yeah.
You know, you're dipping your fresh fruit.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Like anything could have happened inside of there.
Rivers of chocolate.
Money is of no. It's nothing. I mean, it's absolutely nothing. You know, she's a billionaire. He's made, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So, I mean, I'm kidding about the rivers of chocolate. But if she wanted a river of chocolate,
she
could
have
a river of chocolate. Yep. Most of us could not have a river of chocolate.
Correct.
She could do that.
Well, because of all that money, too, is why I think we don't know anything. That's what the security was probably so well planned out for this. That's why. I mean, they had tents for the cars to drive into, for goodness sakes.
I know.
I mean, it was so heavily guarded.
Not one picture. It's a Monday morning at 7:24 and still nothing.
She controls her own narrative. She always has, and always will. And good for her.
Absolutely. So they got married. We think. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Monday morning to you. A few downpours expected today. We'll see a high of 80 degrees. We have a round of Trump Tui on the way at 8:35. Lots of things happening on the Jen and Tim Show. So I was on vacation last week. The only reason I mention this is, I guess there's a couple of different reasons, but we had a flight that was delayed. I've had flights. This isn't late breaking news that you've had flights delayed. I've had flights delayed by a few minutes, by a few hours, you know, whatever it might be. This particular one, and I don't know if you've ever been delayed this much. Maybe you have, but it was a 5-hour delay.
My goodness. Were you already at the airport when you found that out?
So. I was on the way to the airport because we went to Destin, Florida. I had never been to. It's unbelievable. But the only direct shot is out of Akron, Canton. So there's only connecting flights in Cleveland. So the reason I mention that, just to put things in perspective, is you know, as I'm driving down from Menor, thank goodness it's only 20 minutes to the airport.
Of course. Oh, this is on the way down there. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking it was on your way back.
On the way down.
Okay. So you're going to Akron.
Yes. So we're, you know, you're heading, you're going 271, heading down Route 8, heading down. So about more than halfway, I get the alert that it's delayed.
Oh.
And I can't remember the phrasing. Oh, it was something where it has been delayed. I don't think it gave me a time initially, and it just said subject to change.
Ugh.
So clearly there was no end date. There was almost like an ellipses or something at the end of. So it's you know, and then I'm thinking to myself, you know, it even says give this number to call. It was an entire thing. It just ended up actually making more sense to just continue the drive to the airport because we weren't that far away and just
sure.
to see what's going on.
Of course.
And you had to check any luggage. You know, you start getting alerts. By the way, TSA, it was a later flight. It's supposed to leave at 10 p.m. We had things going during the day, so a later flight made sense. But then you get TSA closes at 9:45, so make sure you go through TSA. It was...
No.
It was an entire process.
Well, and sometimes now they will leave early. I don't know if you were, I was at an airport where they're like, oh, you know what? We're on time. We're going to leave about 15 minutes early. So that's probably smart you went there because what if they would have done that?
And whose idea was that? Not mine. That was my wife's idea to continue to go down there because I thought, I don't know exactly.
Smart.
For the first thing, I actually didn't know what to do. Because you're on the way down.
Yeah.
It's delayed by how much? You're getting texts that TSA closes at 9:45. The flight's supposed to be at 10:03. How long is it delayed? I don't know. But it ended up being 5 hours. But it really brings me to the question that I was thinking about there. It ended up working out. It was a great vacation. I'm certainly not complaining at all. But there was one question that I had because I've never had this happen before. And maybe you haven't. Maybe you listening have had happen. That is next. So delayed for 5 hours at the airport.
Yikes.
You know, it's not great. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Not complaining at all. They give you vouchers. Take care. You get to your destination, and the vacation's so good, you almost forget that you even had that, you know, happen. So, you know, I'm not dwelling on that. What I thought was unique, and I'd never had this before, and I've not flown a ton, but the flight was scheduled for 10 p.m. It was like 10:03 p.m. And it was delayed, once again, it was kind of like subject to change, but it was delayed till 3:30 in the morning. Obviously, if you do the math, it's something like, it was like 3:24 in the morning. So I think to myself, once again, subject to change, I'm thinking maybe they push that to a 7 or 8 or 9 or something in the morning,
sure.
And maybe they need another crew, maybe they do something else. We're already, I mean, we had to check in at the airport. You had to go through TSA. It closed at 9:45, so we're there. And it's Akron Canton. I mean, they have one bar and grill, and that's not open. So
yes.
You're literally sitting there, and you're on your devices and just trying to waste time and hope.
Sure.
3:20, you know, 3:30, we'll say, in the morning is the end date. So I think my question is, you know, I've flown red eye before back from Vegas, and you leave at like a midnight or 11 p.m. or 11:30 or whatever is kind of considered the red eye. So I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I want to take a plane at 3:30 in the morning. How long have these people been up? Or is it a new crew?
Yeah.
Do they call themselves? Maybe it's just my mind that went there, but I didn't really say anything. But I'm thinking, wait, is it the people that flew to Destin? Like, have they been on call since noon, and now they're taking a 3:30 flight down there? Once again, everything was fine. We landed. It was great. But that was what was going through my mind. Did they call another pilot and crew to come in early for that? That's a weird time to leave, right? Or am I way off base?
That I agree with you. Who is staffing that? I mean, there must be some kind of rules. You actually did take off at 3 in the morning?
Yes. It was 3:30 in the morning. And I was so tired. You know, I wear contacts. Like, you know. When you have your contacts in for a long time, they get kind of foggy. You can have the drops and everything else. But I wasn't paying attention and see if it looked like a nice, fresh crew. I have no idea. So maybe somebody knows. Maybe, I mean, I know you have pilot friends or somebody listening at 216-343-1021. And I know you don't have the answer to that specific flight. But in that situation, I mean, I can't imagine they're just extending somebody.
No
way.
Or
are they bringing in new people and they're a one-off? Are they working? Are they doing different shifts? I have no idea. We got, like I said, we got their file.
Well, now I want to know. Someone listening has to know the answer to this.
So, I mean, the other crew.
Well, you're safe. Thank goodness.
Yeah. They were delayed. They have to be tired, I would imagine, right? This is, I don't know. 216-343-1021. It's Jen and Tim Show. Good morning. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Well, I knew somebody I fly a lot, but I knew somebody that actually knew they are not allowed to be in the air more than 12 hours.
Okay.
So if their next flight is going to take them past 12, they have to get off and they have to get a new flight.
That makes sense.
Crew.
I'm just very curious. And safety is always paramount when you're flying. I understand that. And I'm sure they haven't figured out. But when they first told me that we're leaving at 3:30 in the morning, I told my wife, I said, I don't know if I want to get on that plane. Like, who is it, an extension of this crew? Are they bringing in a new crew? I just think that that's an odd time to leave, because that's not a time that you would normally even, it's even possible
sure.
to work.
Right.
That's weird, though, being at an airport where there's nothing open to eat.
Nothing. Oh, yeah. They had a bar and grill. It's a newer one. It's been open for 3 years. And I went there, and we did get something to eat, and then it immediately closed. But there was nothing going on. We were just on our devices hanging out. I felt bad for these, like, younger parents with these little kids trying
that
to entertain them for 5 hours on the concourse, and then a two-hour flight down there. And by the way, overall, they were good. I couldn't believe it. But I think we've all been there.
Oh, big time. Yes, good luck getting a kid to sleep in an airport at 10 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah, so 12 hours. We appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.